Now you're reflecting as you're getting into January, schools are about to open, and you're talking about poor financial decisions coming out of 2024. The Christmas season is always a festive time, and it's great to be able to spend time with loved ones, to be able to enjoy a time out with kids on holidays. So you want to give them experiences. There's so many different things happening in and around town, and some people get to travel out of the city just to be able to enjoy just a little bit of downtime before kickstarting the new year. And I remember in my youth, very naive, I used to think, man, how do people do this? Fall into the same financial traps every single year. We all know this, December and January, it's 4 weeks and then that's it. Until I became an adult and I realized, man, it's so easy to fall into that trap. And I understand you might be in a season where you're going, Kwesi, I'm feeling so ashamed, so guilty that I'm starting a brand new year and my finances are in disarray. I'm not sure how I'm going to make it to the end of the month. I'm tempted to call a friend, to call a loan shark, to just call somebody to help me to get to the end of the month. And that's why we've called into studio to help us in this conversation, Ruben Grobler, who is the Department Head of Risk and Wealth Management at Boervest Wealth Financial Wealth Management, rather. And he's no stranger to Impact 103 and to the show. And he's joining us to help us. How do we navigate just from this place of shame? Ruben, Happy New Year. Welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Jose. Thank you for having me back. It's good to be back in the studio.
It's a little bit worrisome when people are talking to financial advisors and people in the financial space, in the January month. It almost feels like, oh, goodness, yeah, here we go again.
Yeah.
But indeed, here we are again. It's January, and it is that time where we always, as South Africans, we've termed it January, W-O-R-R-Y. Because a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
Is this still a reality? Are there still a number of South Africans that find themselves at the start of the year feeling like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this on my finances?
Absolutely. Look at the country we live in. It's definitely one of those things where every single year it's on our lips. You just said the word January. Having a term for how we feel as South Africans in January is sort of, no, then you should know where we're sitting. So, no, definitely. It is definitely something that happens every single year. And what I sort of struggle with is, with every January, everyone has their goals for the year. And how many of us actually have financial goals for that year? Mm-hmm. Everyone has ate a bit too much gammon on Christmas Day and lamb's shoulder and all of these things. And you want to get into the gym and all of these types of things. But you don't say, listen, I want to be better with my finances.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely something that I think is still concerning. Absolutely.
And I think for a lot of people, there's a lot of shame that comes with this. I mean, finances as a whole, it's something that you keep very private. It's something you don't want to talk too much about. It's something that you feel like, man, you don't want to speak even to a financial advisor, because you feel like the moment they see the state of your finances, they're just going to give you that eye of, come on, you shouldn't be here. But so much more in this time. Do you find that people are quick then, on the back of realizing terrible and bad financial decisions at the end of the previous year, are quicker than to call financial advisors, or is it even slower before they actually call out and ask for help?
No, so it's actually, I would say, less people want to speak to you when it's going tough. Once again, people make mistakes. We are human. We need to learn from our mistakes, and especially coming off a nice holiday. Once again, we are South Africans. We love a December.
Yeah.
We love a December. Everything is closed. We with our family, we brine, we go to the sea or wherever. So we really love it. And then we tend to spend way too much money.
Yeah.
And because it's December and it's something that we love as South Africans, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be sticking to your budget. And exactly the point, you should actually be more cognizant of not going over your budget. Always spend less than you earn. And lots of people are lucky, they get bonuses over December. And I would challenge you to ask anyone who gets a bonus over December, how much of that money that you actually put away for January? And I promise you, it would be
a shocking number.
It would be shocking.
Yeah, it would be a very shocking number. But Ruben, I mean, my head is going, okay, in order for me to repair what I've broken or that I've done poorly, I need to assess. I need to kind of take stock of, okay, this is where I am, to fully understand just how great the situation I'm in, so that I can actually figure out how this is going to affect the next coming weeks, but also probably the next month or two. What are some practical ways that for someone to be able to assess their financial positioning coming off of the end of December?
absolutely. You actually said it, taking stock. So I love that word or the phrase, taking stock. So, you know, you won't be able to know what's going on in anything in your life without assessing the situation, assessing what you've got, looking at where you are, what do you have left. That's where you start. So that's the first point.
Hmm.
And then obviously you need to look at what did you do wrong. If that is the situation,
yeah.
Did you do something wrong? What did you do wrong? So you need to identify that issue. And then, you know, if you don't see a professional or if it's not something that it's, you know, quite logical, like let's say something logical, don't overburden yourself with debt. It is logical, but some people don't understand how it works and how you pay back debt and what interest rates are on debt and how these things work. And some forms of debt has higher interest rates than others. So then maybe it's not as logical, but that's something that you can identify first. Okay, I've got too much debt. I've spent too much money in December and now I need to pay back that debt.
Yeah.
And how do I pay back that debt? So that's going to be quite a big issue. Then that's one of those things that you've identified. Now, you know, if you're out of money, once again, the cure is very, very difficult. The prevention is much easier. So yeah. If you're sitting in that situation, if you are in the situation where you have people that you can rely on, do that. Don't go to the banks. Don't go to a loan shark. Please don't go to a loan shark. Don't get further into debt. Rather, you know, go to a friend or family. Say, I'm so sorry, but I really need help.
How do we find ourselves falling for the loan shark thing over and over again? What is it about loan sharks that's so appealing that gets so many people to fall for it?
So you know, the financial system in South Africa is actually really, really, really good. I would say, you know, our financial and banking system in South Africa is top notch. It's A class across the world. And many things that we do in South Africa is better than some of the stuff that's prevalent in the Western world, Europe and America. Now, saying that, the banks and financial institutions, they understand risk. And if you understand risk, you understand how to prevent putting yourself into a situation where you've got too much risk, overexposed to risk. So in saying that, certain individuals in South Africa, it's impossible to get a loan. Okay, because they do understand the risk. And what is the risk for them? Is you're not paying back your loan, especially if it's an unsecured loan. So something like a personal loan or, you know, credit card. There's not something that the bank can take back from you.
Yeah.
You know, there's not something they can take back from you and sell and keep as their asset. Now, if it's unsecured and, you know, the bank is not going to give you a loan, where do people go? People tend then to go to places where high interest rates and people that are probably a little bit more criminal than anything else, you need to stay away from those things. You really, really, and you know, it's easy for me to say in my situation, but staying away from debt is extremely, extremely, extremely important, and staying away from that dodgy type of loans.
Yeah.
Really, really, and I know it's prevalent in certain areas in South Africa, but they need to know. That is a place where you need to stay away from. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think it's usually very prevalent, especially this time, just before schools open, ensuring that the school's uniform and the stationery is all covered, ensuring that you're able to start the year. But you need that little bit of liquidity and you find yourself finding in those places. Now, Ruben, let's talk to someone who has made these decisions. They've made the assessment. And like you rightfully were saying, the one thing you were saying is contact someone that you know that is close to you, that you might say, hey, I'm in a bit of a pickle. Could you please help me with this? What are some other things that a person can do? Because this is not something that's going to get fixed with just end of January. Well, for some, maybe it's slight deficit. And by the end of January, when they get their first paycheck for 2025, everything might start to settle. But let's talk to someone who's realizing that, man, this has been recurring for a number of years where maybe there was 1 year where I wasn't in a deficit.
Yeah.
But man, if I look back, the majority of the time I start January in a deficit, I've actually even probably just looked at it as okay, because the rest of South Africa is in that space. What encouragement do you have to that person to avoid being in that place come December 2025 for January 2026?
Yeah, so look, what is the problem? There's a behavior problem. And, you know, it's really easy to understand that debt can so easily become out of control. But the other flip coin, on the other side of the coin, is investments. Mm. Also starts small and it compounds. So it literally works both ways. But the one side is positive and the other side is negative.
Sure.
And you need to make sure that you behave in the correct way for your own finances and obviously for your own family. I mean, once again, you're not just putting yourself into trouble. You're putting everyone around you into trouble, and especially if you've got kids. That's definitely embarrassing. And you know, once again, also you must remember that patience is very important. Hmm. And I think that's why a lot of people also make debt, is because they don't have patience. That instant gratification of I need it now. You don't need it now. Yeah. Save for another 6 months and you'll be fine. I promise you. Within the, you know, after that 6 months, you'll probably ask yourself, okay, but maybe I can save another 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So patience is very, very, very important. But once again, that's the behavior. So many things in our world, we don't have control over. You know, lots of people talk to me about financial markets and the economy and interest rates and all of these things. Me and you, Khotsi, we don't have control over it. We can only control our own behavior. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. So identify if you've got a problem and seek that solution. And that's obviously where the behavior comes in. You know, budget and plan for the long term, save in the short term, save for emergencies, spend less than you earn, and stay away from bad debt.
Ruvan Khrobla joining us here on Drive 3-6. Ruvan, it's always great to be able to chat to you. For someone who's listening to this conversation and they're going, okay, Ruvan, I need to talk to you. I think I'm going to trust you because you're speaking to my situation to the T. Then for me to start explaining to somebody from scratch, how did they get a hold of you?
So on all the social media networks, you'll be able to check me there and our company. So my name is with Ruvan Company, Bovest, Bovest. And you'll find my details on there. Our website, bovest.co.za. You'll find our details there in our office in Pretoria, and we've got our office in Stellenbosch as well.
100%. Ruvan, it's great to be chatting to you, and I look forward to us having more conversations throughout the year to ensure that we have healthier financial states throughout the year, that this isn't just something that's sporadic in different seasons, but even through the December, January 2026, 2027, and whenever, we're still the same people consistently learning to invest. Like you're saying, snowball effect, and it's gradual growth in investment as it is gradual growth in debt, that we become a people that are just good stewards of what we have, that we might be able to grow it. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Looking forward to more.
Thank you for having me.